All right, you know what day it is and you know what time it is. That's right, it's the Insight Hour, and I tell you right now, I am pleased to be here, and without further ado, I just got to give it up to the Creator. You know, I am so blessed, and our whole island is so blessed that Hurricane Felicia fizzled, and I want to thank the Creator for that. Everybody was sitting by, and they were doing the hurricane watch, and I was, oh, Red Roxy, she was like, oh, no, not our island, no need to even begin to think about it. And so what happened? It just bypassed us. It said, bye-bye, here today, gone to Maui. That's exactly what happened, and I want to thank the Creator for that, because we have better things to do than to be frightened of the weather. Oh, yes. And so I give it up to the Creator for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness, we deserve the very best. You know, folks, it's Rev Roxy tonight with you. Honorable Dr. Leonard Horowitz is off to Idaho. Oh, yes, and so he's on the road. So he asked me to sit in, and I just want to tell you, I have right off the bat something I got to just do. You know, everybody knows the Insight Hour, and it's brought to you by Healthy World Distributing Store, and it's brought to you by Oxy Silver Well. I have someone on the line who is going to give, I mean, this is working without a net, too, but she's just going to tell a story, because you know what? I believe in Oxy Silver, and when it was time to put it to the test, it just rose to the occasion. So I just want to bring in one individual who I fondly call Grandma, and she is my grandma. She's my elder. She's a kapuna, and she has a story to tell you all in her own words about Oxy Silver. So just kick back for a minute here. We're just 3 minutes into the show, and we're going to talk to Grandma Athena. Athena, you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, all right. Well, I want to welcome you to the Inside Hour.
And
I'm so happy that you're able to tell the people what you have experienced. So why don't you start at the beginning, which is how you was reading about it. You know, tell the story. I don't want to feed it, because then you said, wow, that was good testimonial you said there, Red Rock. I'm like, okay.
Well, I had read about it. I had heard about it from you. And so I was looking up about silver, because another friend had given me some colloidal silver. So then I looked up Oxy Silver. So I had read. And also, for the past couple of days, I hadn't been feeling too well and had some GI disturbances and was not, you know, was feeling probably a little fluish and getting a fever. And I didn't know what to do about it, because I don't get contagious diseases. So I decided to try the Oxy Silver. And a friend brought some over for me to try. And within 5 minutes, the fever had left my body. I was feeling better. I felt, you know, no more stomach uneasiness. I had energy. I was no longer exhausted the way I've been for days. This all happened in the first hour. And I woke up this morning, I was feeling good, so I took another dose, and a friend came by who had seen me yesterday late afternoon, and she said, oh my goodness, your voice sounds so different, you know, you look so different. She could see the difference too, but I have a better story to tell you. While I was taking the dose this morning, my husband said, we have these little red ants that are biting us all over the place.
Fire ants, aren't they? Yeah.
Fire ants. And they're very little mean little suckers. And they have a terribly vicious bite. And he came in and he was showing me all of his bites that were bothering him. And when I put some salve or something on them, I said, here, because I had the Oxy Silver in my hand, I said, let me try some of this. So I did. I dabbed it on everyone. And when you, Reverend Roxy, called me called me and asked me to do this testimonial, I decided to look at my husband, Papa Jim's butt, rear end, to see what these bites look like, you know, because they've been on, the silver had been on since this morning. And I could barely find them. They were usually these little things, even if you treat them really well, it still takes at least 2 or 3 days to get rid of them. It's untreated. I still have a scar from a year ago. So, but everything disappeared. I could barely see where they had been. So, and he can't feel the presence anymore. So it's the winner. It's the best. That's all I can say.
I am absolutely happy, and I just want to tell everybody out there who's listening that you too can have your experience with OxySilver. That's right, a silver hydrosol. I told you all, if it's good enough for the astronauts, it has to be good enough for all of us. And that's exactly what we are trying to do. If there is a preventative or, how you say, cursory intervention that can happen, then we need to take that step. And that step also is faith, because I told Grandma, you got to pray too, because it's in the prayer too. So it's in the intention. It's in the intention that it's going to work, and it is beyond all belief the kinds of miracles that people can have through this here supercharged hydrosol nanotechnology structured water. I guess that's what you'd say. Dr. Nan will give you all the schematics, and you can go to oxysilver.com. Now, Grandma, I don't want to hold you up no more, and I want to thank you for being on the show. Unless you have one last thought or something you want to tell the world about anything, please, I want everybody to know out there that Grandma, she's getting up there in age, and yet she's holding on. I mean, last night when she took the stuff, and then when she popped up, she was just smiling, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I almost said, hey, Grandma, are you faking it? And then I said, no, this is the miracle of OxySilver. Yeah.
Well, it really is a good product, and I would be happy if you would pass this message on to Dr. Lynn, that I will be happy to write this out and sign my name to it, and he can use it any way he wants, and I will be delighted to receive his gratitude and product.
Well, I tell you what, that testimonial I am sure he will want. You can send it to him through me, so you have my email. Just send it to me, and I will forward it to Dr. Lynn, and I am sure he will jump up and down and say, hip, hip, hooray, because he is an incredible human being, and he has brought us an incredible product that works. So you have a good evening, Grandma. I know you want to get out of there and maybe still go to wherever. So, you know, I put you on, and now I'm going to get on with the show. So we did kind of like a little commercial prior to doing the show. How's that?
Aloha.
She's gone. Hello?
Aloha.
Aloha, Grandma. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Give thanks to that. Give thanks to that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you heard that and you really want to talk more further, because we're into the solution, not the pollution. We're into the resolution, not the revolution. Although everything that we do is relative, it is certainly revolutionary in the sense of revelation. So I just want to let you know, if you're suffering with anything, you need to give it a shot. And I ain't talking about on the arm. I'm just talking about, you know, you put this stuff in an atomizer or any kind of miser, and you can spray this stuff and you can protect yourself. We're talking about the most powerful antiviral ever. And that's why, because like I said, if it's good enough for the astronauts, it's good enough for all our butts. I hope you can appreciate the humor in that, folks. Oh, yes. And you know, it's kind of funny because I said butts, but that's exactly what stops people from taking the cure is the butts, you know. There's a story about the excellent physician, and it's a story about a very wise physician who had children, and his children, he went away and he found out that his children had gotten their hands on some kind of poison that made them lose their true mind, and for this he grieved because he was getting some seriously bummer messages back from the world where he had left and in the world that he had been, and he was so disturbed, he said, I gotta go back and help my children. So they helped him on his way from one university to the other, and he went back there, and as he got to the gates of where it is that he lived, he see his children, he could recognize his children, but his children couldn't recognize the father. Oh my goodness, and this disturbed him. But there was some children that did not take the poison. Yes, they had kept their true mind, their group mind, and they were holding that thought that their father would come, who is an excellent physician, and he would be able to cure their brothers and sisters. Oh, my goodness, can you hear it? Can you identify with it, people? Those of you who have not taken the poison and allowed it to seep into your mind to where you have gotten into self-glorification as opposed to glorifying the one. Oh, the Creator is the focus. It is like a laser. You focus on the Creator. All else will take care of itself because you have the way. Because you know instinctively within your hearts it's true, but that's what the Father wanted to have returned to his children. So he went out and he took herbs of fine color and wonderful fragrance and wonderful taste, and he mixed it all and grinded it up with pure water, and he put it in a bottle, and he said, children, I hold here in my hands what? I hold here in my hands the answer to your situation, and all you got to do is take it. Take it. And oh, some who hadn't, the poison hadn't seeped in so clearly that they could not see, they could glimmer the hope of being and not wanting to be like the rest who had lost it altogether, they took the medicine. And they returned to the group mind, and oh my goodness, they celebrated their father. They could see their father. They could recognize the father for who the father was. Oh boy. But then there was some, oh, as there is in every place, you know, from heaven to earth, there was some that refused to take the medicine. You know why? Because they thought it wasn't going to work. Even though they're looking at that, it wasn't going to work for them. You know? And what do you got? You got people who have antagonistic skepticism, whatever it is that stops them from taking the medicine, and then boom, they take the medicine. Why? Because somewhere inside of them they realize, oh, I see so-and-so looking better. Oh, so-and-so got some results. Okay, well, maybe I'll do it too. And they take the medicine, and for that we all rejoice because there's some more that come back to the group mind, recognize the Father, we can get on with it. But then there's just those few. Now, my father says, my mentor, he said, there's only 7 million rotten, nasty people in the world. They just keep moving around a lot through the ages. There's just 7 of them. And of those 7, those are the ones we really got to get to take the medicine, because until they get the medicine, then everything is not going to be pono and balanced, you see, as world peace includes everybody. So what the Father did for those, the hardheads, he had to come up with something. So what he did was he thought, he said, oh, I know, I'll leave again, and I'll leave the medicine here. And maybe in my leaving the medicine here, my leaving, they'll want to be a part of me so bad that maybe they'll take the medicine. Because, oh, when he announced that he was leaving again and going back to another world and that they would have to just take it, but he was going to need the medicine, oh, everybody just cried and cried. And some people saw the medicine. They just took it and they were healed. So it just got good. It got good. But he left, went off to another world. And when they're suffering and they're just absolute grief that their father had left again, everybody did ceremony. Sounds familiar. And everybody took the medicine again. Everybody took the medicine. Even those people who had taken the medicine took the medicine again. And in everybody taking, in their incessant grief that their father had left, they all united. And that poison left the group mind. And when a messenger sent word to the father that his children were well and that they had all taken the medicine, then and only then did he return. And when he returned, his children recognized him in an instant and was celebrating and celebrating and celebrating. And it was then that they asked, can you accuse the father of lying? Oh, I think it might be that way it is with the Jesuits, you know. They say the end justifies the means, or the means justify the end. One way or the other, the job of returning to our group mind happen. The end. Well, you know, Red Rock's trying to make a point here. You know, the point is that we all need to return to our group mind. We need to begin to exercise our group mind, which is to pay attention to our consciousness, you know. Now, not a lack of it, but a real working of it. And that's what's really important. I was moved today when I was preparing. Anybody want to talk to me or anybody want to ask a question, you can find us at bbsradio.com. You can also just call up. I got a number here for you. Area code 530-776-5154. That's line 2. You can also call in on the toll-free number, which is 888-228-4494. If you'd like to have a word in edgewise here. Other than that, I'm going to continue on my path here. We're coming up on this half, 15 minutes into the show, 16 minutes into the show, and well on our way into the inside hour. Last week I had the privilege to be discussing some things about vaccination with Dr. Len and other and Mitch Fine, and we're really trying to let you all know just how silly this really is getting and how serious, both of them start with S, we now have to get to articulate what the truth of the matter is as to where we are in the universe. And I don't know about you folks, but I believe in God, and I know that God believes in me, and I know that God gave me everything I need in this world to survive, and I know that in the end, as you look at all the great prophets, they all herald some type of warning to their families, to their constituents, for lack of a better word, to the world, to their community. You know, Moses did it, Lot did it, Lut did it, you got Hud, the prophet Hud, you got all these prophets, you know, and they all somehow or another, Noah, you know, he listened to God, and God told him to build the ark, and he said, go out there and tell as many people as you can. The only people that believed him was his family, and they worked with him, you know. And what's the story? How does it end? Even if it's not true and it never happened, although they know that something happened like that. So people are telling stories. They're telling the truth. So I believe it's the gospel God story, something left behind that gives us a glimpse of the glory and the most incredible, wonderful experiences that can be had in this thing called the earth as you make your way through it to go on to the hereafter, and that's what I'm after. And in that, I want to be able to say when they open up the book that I'm worthy to be standing in front of the judgment seat, and that I know that whatever it is that is inside the book, it will, whatever it is I've done incorrect, for lack of a better word, that created no value for someone, that I know that I have in my later years done something to repent and to outweigh that incident. And so this is the type of thing that you work on when you're conscious of yourself and the consequences that you bring within your entire community. You don't forget yourself. You don't transgress against people, you know. And it's the poets that I think more than anybody else in the world have a way in which to grasp that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful idea of God. And for me, where I get most of my inspiration for my understanding of what it is to take the human language and express that which is the very best of what it is to be human, that I find that to be in the surahs, in the Holy Quran. So all I do is now try to delve into one of the most incredible books that seems to support the books that I had raised up as a child, which is the Bible, and my practice of Buddhism, which allows me to understand again what it is to be human. It is explained that the Buddha has preached many, many lessons, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of lessons, and in that lesson itself, one can pretty much scratch their head and say, boy, yeah, it must have really been a mess for them to have to teach that many lessons. For every lesson, a negative experience, positive experience, the lesson was told. Lots of questions when things are going wrong. Not many questions when things are going right, when they are going the way. And so where we're trying to get back to in all of our practice and everything that we do is to come back to the way. The way is that place inside of you that creates that inner peace and cannot be taken. That happiness that's indestructible, that will not be given up for any event or any person that comes along. These are the things. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. You know, as I talk about this here, oxysilver, I mean, silver is the answer. Hydrosol itself, you don't, if you pray, it's even better. And if, you know, if you don't pray, this stuff is going to work. If you're looking to stay home from work and you're starting to get sick, take this here oxysilver, this gift, this medicine that has been left for us. The same clues that they use for the astronauts are the same clues. And don't let the money, don't let that money stop you. Now go sell something and get yourself a bottle of this, or find somebody in co-op and use it by the thimbleful. Use it by the dropperful. Homeopathically energize yourself. Because what's coming, you need to fortify yourself. This is the reason why they want to do this. And it's so incredible that I'm able to say these things to you people, because it's taking the biogenetical information that we have and how the cells behave when they are being approached by these different man-made viruses or even plain old wild viruses in the wild, whatever it is that we are being exposed to. It is our immune system. We must fortify our immune systems. Now, the reason why we're all dying and why we're going to be susceptible to these inoculations and their poisons, the people with the weaker immune system, this will be the judgment. So not all of everybody that gets inoculated is going to drop dead on the spot. This we know. But enough will be there to where when you've already called the pandemic from April and you prepare the vaccine in June so you can deliver it in October and you start to have deaths, you start the flu season, you have deaths anyhow. Now you have to trust. And see, folks, I'm really, really going to tell you, the only individual that I truly trust is God. So God tells me what I need to know and points it out to me in different books. I like to share something with you because I got a moment, and because, you know, it's just for the whole idea of how beautiful the words are. I selected Surah 26. This one is titled The Poets, and it starts out, in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. And then it says, these letters constitute proof of this clarifying scripture. You may blame yourself that they are not believers. If we will, we can send from the sky a sign that forces their necks to bow. Whenever I'm reminded from the most gracious comes to them, that is new. They turn away in aversion, you'll see. Now everybody can understand that, that whole thing they're telling you. You know, if God wanted to come down here and just give us a sign, and make us all bow our necks. You see, God don't work that way because he don't want to force us. That's the beautiful thing about free will, is that we're not going to be forced into believing. You either do or you don't. And that's what's so incredible, because believing is the seeing, and the sufficient proof that one gets is in how everything works, how you see the earth and the beautiful plants and everything that grows. This is your proof. But not so much for all of those people who don't believe. They don't see it, you see. You got Moses, you got the Pharaoh. They don't believe Moses. Moses got calling. Let the children of Israel go, he says, you know. And the Pharaoh, he says, what, did we not raise you up from infancy? Did you spend many years with us? Ain't you one of us? And he said, hey, you know, I have to go. You know what I'm saying? I really do. And you got to let my people go. And they tell him, you know, you are so ungrateful, Moses. Yeah, but I got a bigger calling. God done gave me a calling. And he asked, the Pharaoh asked that question. And he asked, and a lot of people say, what is this Lord of the universe? Who is this God that you disobey me? Uh-huh. And what does Moses say? What did he tell him? He said, the Lord of the heavens, the earth, and everything between them. And that's what he said. He said, the heavens and the earth and everything between them. That is a big faith. And you know the Pharaoh must say, I don't want to hear this. He said, you're crazy. He said, I'll tell you what, you're so crazy, I can't even do nothing with you. You got to go. And so, that's how he got to go. And you know what? That's the way a lot of us are going to have to go. Because they're going to say we're crazy, that we don't understand about this vaccination, that the Public Health Administration of our states, all 50 of them, are just head over heels trying to save our lives against something that they don't even know whether their medicine that they're going to use. So here's where it gets good, folks. Reverend Roxy is not going anymore. Stand on our religious rights. That sounds kind of funny. I'm going to take it to the hoop, and I'm going to tell you right now that we got to stand on the fourth. We've got to stand on that Constitution. And it's getting a little, what do you call it, a little rocky, a little frayed around the edges. But I'm going to try and stand on it, because I'll tell you something. I think this whole idea of vaccinations and this whole thing of getting announcing pandemics and all of this stuff with all of these different things, this is all so ridiculous that I can't even begin to tell you. With all that Dr. Len and other people have shown me, I can tell you right now there is no evidence or scientific proof that vaccinations will prevent a flu pandemic. Okay? I want you to understand that this is where I'm standing, that the flu vaccine that they are creating for us is going to injure us, and we know this, and it is going to create disease in our bodies. Okay, even if you said only 2% was going to get hurt, you think about the amount of worldwide vaccinations and how many sovereign holy immune systems will be corrupted and genetic material introduced into the body that will be passed on to future generations along with all the other unreasonable variations of genetic manipulation that has come about through all of the fascination for gene splicing and everything else that comes along. We are talking about an invasive species called the public health system, okay? And the goal of the public health is to be for the common good. But these people have not presented compelling evidence that says that their particular solutions are going to create a reasonable understanding of this here disease called the swine flu, and that all of it is truly, truly, no one has even begun to give us any evidence of the effectiveness of this vaccine, because they just started testing it. And they plan to use it on us in October. What's the hurry? What is it, you say? So the combinations of all of these toxins and live vaccines and how they are and what they're going to do and all the laws, what really is incredible about it is that it's not like they snuck this stuff, because if we had watchdogs and we were really, really, really on it, people, we would have realized that all of this was done just days after 9/11, the whole anthrax mailings. And I'm hoping that Dr. Len will be able to explain to you all the machinations of this here anthrax mailings that went across the nation, and they hit the particular cities, Connecticut, New York, the tri-state area. You know, they caught that and they sent some across, I think, to Chicago or someplace like that. When they traced the anthrax back, they realized that, oh, this is the same strain that they used up in Ames, Idaho, where they now checking out the chicken flu thing or whatever it is that they got. So we know there's something going on here, and that there is an incredible web, and that they used an event to circumvent the state's rights to determine how we all will behave in a time of contagious public endemic health crises or whatever, emergency health crisis. And all of this came from, at the request of the Center for Disease, Center for Disease Control, at the CDC, and they went to ask Johns Hopkins University and in some place, the other one, it escapes me what the other university is. Public law, these health lawyers. And so this one guy sits down and he writes a model for emergency public health emergencies. And what he does is he leaves it blank so that the states, and it tells them, you know, you can add whatever you want, delete whatever you want. And so I went looking at Hawaii's, and I'll tell you something. It's amazing what the state thinks they can do to us. And that's why I think we need to get out of front, and everybody across the country need to go and look at the Model Act that they have put in place in their state, and we need to compare them, and then we need to amend it. And we need to amend these things very quickly so that they will reflect our opposition, and that anybody in opposition will be treated accordingly this way, and not as criminals, but as conscientious or conscious objectors to this here idea of putting these vaccines in our bodies in series of threes for a disease they don't even know whether it's coming or not, but we're going to do this anyhow as a prophylactic measure for all of you. I'm sick of it. I want to open up the discussion one more time. I am so over all of these people with their chapters and verses of this phony science when we know we were winning so much that they have to pass laws that say that you can't sue if these people mess up. That's what's so incredible about this whole thing, folks. This is that fundamentally I just doubt the whole system, and so should you, because anything that's put in a place like this and anything that our government gravitates toward, I want to scrutinize it. And I'm saying, why don't we just sit out this flu season with all these inoculations? If people want to go off and get inoculated, they're the ones that should be quarantined for 3-4 weeks while it sheds, so they don't give the live virus to anybody out here who's trying to relate to this. So you see, we need to turn it around rather than them infecting us and making us all sick in mass numbers, so that you raise that flu virus dying statistic up higher than the 36,000 it seems to hold at every year, 36,000. And if you listen back to when I was talking about the plague going off to Baghdad and saying he's going to kill 5,000 here, and when he comes back he says, I did kill 5,000, the other 45,000 died of fright, fear. You see, it may be that fear that is in you that will have you do this stupid thing, which is to allow them to infect you with all kinds of manners of unclean substances in the name of how stimulating you so you can make antibodies. So think about all these people who have AIDS and other things, or old people who don't have that kind of immune system. This is a big thing. This is like, I tell you, I kind of look at it, if you read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich and you get to all those medical experiments, this is like one big petri dish, folks. And I just don't know what we have left except to continue to try to make sense of it and appeal, you know, really just appeal, put our hands together and really, really appeal to the powers that be to at least look at this one more time and allow us to verbalize our opposition that we're not children, that the federal government should, you know, I pray that they will see that we are responsible people, and that we can decide, and that we can do the things that need to be done rather than this mass inoculation. A lot of people had their lives changed in 1976 from the first swine flu. So I don't even know in terms of how it all is going to work with those people that received it back then that have the DNA and what was on that and how contaminated that was as to what you're dealing with now, because we're dealing with the polio and the contamination in that, and that's a very real thing. And like I said, if you go back to the church committees And you look at how they manipulated viruses within the intelligence community to make people sick or to give whole tribes health issues or to increase diabetes in a particular group of people or to induce this or that or to just genetically just mess them up. So it's like, you know, roulette. You don't know what kind of person you're going to be getting. They've weakened us genetically, and it's time for us to stop. They can poison us through just a promoter, given a promoter that will turn on a specific gene in all of us, simultaneously, if they want, through a right frequency. And I said right, not right. So there it is, folks, I'm telling you. And what is the answer? What is the solution? The solution is frequencies. This is what I'm going to tell you. The solution, like for Grandma, if you were listening at the top of the show, that was talking about her incredible experience with OxySilver, she said it was as if everything in her changed. And I'm saying yes, because the introduction of this is like, here I come to save the day, the Lone Ranger. This here silver molecule, this oxygen molecule, this molecule, its job is to electrocute. It's to make that virus just bust its little protein shell. And a lot of the viruses that we have our genetic materials, they're not even really, they have to go and they have to wrap themselves around your cells. So understand what I'm saying here in a layman's term, in a real layman's term. What we are doing and what the virus does, what these little critters does, is they get into your body. Then you got these cells and what they need, because they don't have a covering. They got to go find shelter, and they're going to look for it in your cell. So they got some genetic material, and they just go in there, and they can knock on the door, because everything is about light and frequency. You see, frequency create colors, and the colors of the frequency will make everything appear. That's why Dr. Len talks about you are a digital holographic, you know, fragmentation, distillation, crystal, you know, human source of energy. Thank you, Dr. Len. I'm just paraphrasing. But the idea here is this that particular molecule that you've just taken in the OxySilver, okay, is going to do something to your cells. It's going to change its vibe. And when that little virus comes over to knock on the door and says, I got the key, yeah, they programmed me, and I know on the certain locus of your certain DNA, if I just find that and you're going to open yourself up and say, welcome, because you think I'm one of you. And I'm going to get into your cell, and when I get in there, I'm going to leave a message for the rest of your cells, for the rest of your life. I'm going to tell them to go wild. I'm going to tell them to grow, because that's what they want in cancer research. They want results, so they have to let the cancer genes go wild. And for everybody, you have to understand the turning point in this whole thing with the vaccines come in 1960 when a scientist, a lady, said, oh, my goodness, look a here. We got these here viruses floating around in this here stuff, and this is what's making people sick. And they said, you can't say that. That's not true. You have no proof. So wait a minute, I'm looking at it right now. I see it. It's what's creating the kids. No, you can't say that. Well, now we can. And I'll tell you, there's a difference between freedom of speech and the press and all of that. No matter how much freedom you have, you still can't holler fire in a crowded theater or any theater. So there's limits, reason, within reason. Well, I'm telling you now, this idea of mass vaccination to ward off a pandemic is the most ridiculous thing ever to come down the pike. And I'm going to ask every college individual and every professor to tell me different. You're brain dead. You're dead above the waist if you can prove different. I'm telling you, you're a zombie. You have been filled with lies. So I want you to all know that our compelling interest, there is no compelling interest by the state to justify forcible vaccination in the name of health and welfare of the public. You got it? I got to say it again. There is no compelling interest by the state justifying forcible vaccinations in the name of the health and welfare of the public. And I'll repeat it again, that this forcible vaccination idea in the name of health and safety of its citizenry cannot be justified by the state. Why? Because there is no proof, no evidence, no scientific proof that vaccinations will prevent or mitigate a flu pandemic. Got it? Now, I know these are leaps of faith, and you have to just go ahead and think about it, play it back. Thank goodness for BBSRadio.com. Like Don Newsom said, Brother Don said, I don't lose data. Well, don't lose this idea. This idea that your Constitution, until they tear it up in front of us and burn it and say it ain't, you can't stand on it, and they dismiss the Supreme Court, and it don't mean nothing no more. The Constitution protects us against unreasonable search and seizures. And as my friend explained it to me, that needle, that gun, that bead, that gold bead that they're going to try to put in every one of our arms is exactly that, forcible injection of a vaccine that has not been tested or has been run through the pike very quickly. And you know what else they pull on you? And you wouldn't know it anyhow till it's too late. Sometimes they can't get enough vaccine in a certain area, so they've got legislation that allows them to mix the vaccines as long as we roll up our sleeve and they get their money. You see, part of the whole thing here is that there certainly is some type of conflict of interest when the CDC is the one that's asking, and they are the ones that we keep on saying are promoting the diseases by studying the diseases. They give reason for the evil side of us to go ahead and use it to the detriment of our population. So for those of you who realize that there are entities out there that are trying hard to take us out, you really need to understand that my discursive thinking is allowing you to say, I don't care how you arrive at it, you better start thinking about what you're going to do when they tell you to roll up your sleeve. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't rolling up my sleeve because there's nothing in what they're doing that compels me to do so, to leave my healthy immune system alone. Whose immune system is it anyway? It's yours. It's mine. There's no such thing as a group immune system. So until they can prove it, I reject the idea of these requirements. And the Model State Emergency Health Power Act, ha, y'all need to go type it in. Whoever's listening, just type in Model State Emergency Health Powers Act and then put your state's name. And I'll bet you dollars to donut, it's going to start out telling you in the preamble about 2001 and about how the bioterrorism and the ability for people to wage. Well, I want to know, what is this bioterrorism that we are facing here, or is it accidental, or is it on purpose? Because they're not behaving like this is the flu season. And I don't understand why just so few people died, and they say, oh, more going to die. It's that fear, folks. So please, I want you to check this out. I'll say it again, because these are for history's sake, for the person who stumbles across it because they just was trying to figure out what the heck is going on, to believe or not to believe. It's going to be a very divisive issue, and health shouldn't be a divisive issue. It should be a matter of personal responsibility. Now, you know, I mean, they have put it in place. So we have to be very aware of what is there to protect us. But I tell you, this whole quarantine thing, not only is they put that in there, but let me tell you something, we got to pay for it. Your health care will pay for it. Your money will pay for it. Your food, everything, you will have to pay for when they decide to quarantine you. I don't know, but I've been told there's a whole lot of foolishness and not enough gold, solid gold information, that's for sure. So I'll tell you something. When we think about miracles, think about what it is that you need in your life and call it to you. Yes, and wellness is probably one of the most important things I think everybody should want to call to you, and to wish each other well, and to make each other feel secure as people on the planet. This is what we need. Everybody needs to understand that thoughts are things, so cautioning yourself against thinking terrible thoughts about people and saying terrible things to people, because when you do that, you shake up your own life and your own molecules, and that's what starts things off rolling. You know, it really does. You're listening to the Inside Hour. We're coming up on, got about 10 minutes left of this show. Dr. Len Horowitz is on the road. He's on his way to Idaho. He's going to make things happen. He's got a lot of things going on. He's got to go back and hopefully get OxySilver for the world. I truly want to see more people use it. Get it in your medicine cabinets, and at the first sign, nah, just start taking it. It's going to change your life. Soon you'll be able to kick it back, and just through a homeopathic solution, tincture your good water, your good alkaline water with this wonderful hydrosol. Shake it up and drink it, you know, and put that boom into your life. Get that zing that you can get. And this is just a matter of faith. You've got to try. Can't nobody, you know, you can lead a human to water, but you can't make them drink it, especially this water, because there is a price tag. But you can go to OxySilver.com and become an affiliate and save yourself some money right off the bat. Sign up your other people, and they get results, and then they thank you just like my grandma thank you. I'm going to turn her into an affiliate. She's going to do, because we deserve to be rewarded for our good suggestions. And I'll tell you, back in China, that's exactly what happened. You don't pay the doctor in China when you, at least it was in the ancient days, you paid him to keep you well, and then when you got sick, you pay him nothing. So that he would have a reason to want to get you well again so he could get some money, you know, or get some chickens or whatever. I don't know what they did back then. Yen, yan, wan, whatever. I want to tell you, I just enjoy doing these shows. It's such a short period of time that you get to talk, and yet some people will say, how do you do that? How can you fill it up? I tell you, I fill it up because I'm full with the knowledge of the power of the universe and what is facing us, and that these experiences that we are having that we can identify with will teach us the lessons of the universe to allow us to sort out these things and become functional human beings who can surpass all there is and all the limitations that are placed upon us to fly. Huh? You know what I'm saying? To really just take off and to be. And I'll tell you something, you polish your life, you will shine. And that takes an experience of rubbing. It's an action of doing. So continue to shine. And I tell you, polish up your life, get more silver in there, and electrocute those buggers, and balance yourself by getting rid of all the bad stuff. So read up, get some real knowledge, you know, become inspired. Hear the calling. Become aware. Do what is necessary and what is of value. Ha! Huh. Whew! Is that enough? I believe so. You know, I want to, you know, I like to sing, and I thought, you know, I know this sounds kind of strange, but I just feel like I want to sing. I'm going to sing. Well, I walked in the heaven just the other night. There was so much beauty and so much light. Don't you wish it was true? Mm-hmm. Lord, don't you wish it was true? An angel took my hand, said you don't have to hurry all the time in the world. Sister, don't you worry, don't you wish it was true? Lord, don't you wish it was true? And if tomorrow everybody was your friend, anyone would take you in, no matter where or what you've been. And if tomorrow everybody had enough, the world wouldn't rock so rough. Lord, don't you wish it was true? Well, the world's gonna change. It's starting today. There'll be no more armies and no more hate. Don't you wish it was true? Yeah. Lord, don't you wish it was true? And all the little children playing happily, dancing and singing in sweet harmony, don't you wish it was true? Ah, Lord, don't you wish it was true? And if tomorrow everybody under the sun was happy living here as one, no borders or battles to be won. And if tomorrow everybody was your friend, happiness would never end. Lord, don't you wish it was true? Lord, don't you wish it was true? We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. Come, join us. You're listening to Inside Hour. I'm Rev Roxy. I got to get out of here. Oh, my goodness. I hope that BBS, nobody can transgress them. Huh, you know, they're on. And I tell you, I give praise and thanks to all of them. I give praise and thanks to all the people that listen. And Dr. Len will definitely be back next week. I want everybody to stop, think, do not roll up your sleeve. Please, get yourself some information. Do your, as Dr. Len would say, due diligence, and get yourself some information. And when you do that, go and get yourself a bottle of OxySilver. That's right, OxySilver.com. Come on over there and get it, and you can have some experience and some actual proof, just like Grandma Athena. So with that, I'm going to let you all go. Get ready to be listening to Don Nikoloff and Ebony Footprints. Aloha!